Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. All right, well, today my guest, Don Schaaf. Welcome, Don.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, Don, so I understand you're running for Greene County State's Attorney.
Yes, I am.
Yes. And so, Don, you've been around here. Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up here in Jerseyville. My mom's parents were from Kane, Carrollton area, Mount Gilead area.
Yeah.
My dad's family was from down the Bottoms, East Hardin, Columbia, in that area. So
you grew up in the Tri-County.
Pretty well.
Yeah. So did you go to high school at Jersey?
I went to Jerseyville High School, yes. Graduated in 84.
Okay. And then out of school, what college did you go to?
Out of that school, I went to the University of Illinois.
Yeah. Well, looks like they got a good football team this year.
Looking good so far.
Yeah. And then you got your law degree. Where did you get your law degree at?
I got my law degree from John Marshall Law School. It's in downtown Chicago.
Okay. And you're married with children?
Yes.
Your wife's name?
My wife's name's Donna.
Donna, okay. Does she help you at the office, the attorney's office?
No, she's a former teacher here in Jersey County. Now she subs for mostly out at the safe school in Delhi. She really enjoys it.
Okay. And children, tell me about your children.
I've got two majority-age children. My son's a mechanic and a laborer, and my daughter decided to become a paralegal. She works for a personal injury firm in Wood River.
Oh, okay. Is she going to come join you one day, you think?
No, basically we had that discussion when she was interning, and I told her, with her mentality, how she, the empathetic of her, that divorce law and criminal law probably wasn't the best place for her. And she liked medical and things like that. So the firm she went to fit right where she liked life at.
Well, that sounds good. So when you got out of law school, what was your first job? What'd you do?
I first got out of law school. I came back to this area, did various things, and then I opened up a private practice because back then I had seizures, so it was really hard to travel and drive, so I had to stay locally to make sure I had transportation and means to start my practice.
Okay, so you started in for yourself then?
Yes.
Okay, and been doing that for how many years?
I've been doing that for about 30 years now.
Okay. And you also officiate?
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, so tell me what you do as far as officiating.
Well, I started out doing football, basketball, and volleyball. I picked up softball and baseball. And all this started back when I was going to college. As I said, I had seizures. Uh-huh. And back then, that was a way I could stay active in sports, but not be a detriment to the game or anybody else by officiating. When I came back home, a lot of people know Jack Holmes. Jack was very good to me. Him and Phil Mann set me up, gave me different jobs. And I sort of let basketball go and pursued a lot more volleyball. As I was talking earlier to you, like tonight we got the Carrollton to Calhoun volleyball match, which should be a great match to have.
Right. Yeah, that'll be good.
Past week, another Carrolltonian I worked with, me and Wayne Cunningham, been doing the regionals at Carrollton. So tomorrow night it's going to be a standoff in Carrollton with the St. John's playing Carrollton for that. So it'll be an interesting game to officiate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Now, you do football.
Yes, I
did. And you did the Calhoun Camp Point Central game.
That's correct. Right.
And that went down to the wire.
2.4 seconds left on
the clock. 2.4 seconds left. And there was a big question on whether they got across the goal line, and it was just like hung up for a while, like because it wasn't an immediate touchdown. Tell me about that. What happened?
Well, what happened is Long Necker Boy took the ball in. We went over. I was waiting for our line judge to give a signal. We waited, he hadn't. When I walked in, we got together to clarify, hey, this is what we need.
Camp Point was celebrating that they stopped him.
They thought perhaps they'd stopped him, but there was no signal to kill the clock. There was no touchdown signal. So when I went in, I pulled my line judge, umpire in. We started talking. I said, here's what we need. We need to have either the ball and him cross the line. Doesn't matter if he's pushed back out. As long as it was in there and the ball crossed that goal line, we've got a touchdown.
So long as he crossed the ball crossed the line with his knees not touching the ground.
Correct.
It was a touchdown.
Correct.
How'd you know that the knees didn't touch the ground?
That was totally Jeff Camp, my line judge. That was his call all the way because he's looking right down the line. He was straddling the goal line, looked in. He told me it went in, the ball went in. Camp Point player then pushed him back out. I said, well, if you had him in with the ball, I then turned, looked up the press box, and signaled touchdown.
Okay. Well, that was exciting, that's for sure.
It was stressful.
Yes, yes. How'd Camp Point take that?
They understood. They knew what the call was, and they was glad we got together. There was, the fans weren't real happy that Coach Dixon, he's been a great guy. I said he took him to state last year. He's always been open-minded. He understood why we did it and how we got the call. So there really wasn't a whole lot of conflict with it.
Okay. Now, as state's attorney, you were you assistant state's attorney for a while?
Yes, I was assistant in Jersey whenever Gail Geisey was state's attorney in Jersey County.
Yes, and Gail died of a car wreck, didn't he?
Yeah, unfortunately, he was killed in a car accident.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yes, he was. He's a great guy. He helped, he was one of those ones that helped me out at my initial start of practice and would give me pointers, understood the health problems I had and that stuff starting out, and was looked aside to that, and it didn't bother him that you had those. He was willing to help give you a helping hand.
Can I ask you about your health problem? Like, what do you have going on?
When I was growing up, from about age 15 to about age 30, I had grand mal epileptic seizures.
Yeah.
So it made it tough to drive and do things like that.
Uh-huh.
So I was dependent there. In November of 95, I had surgery. They went and cut a small portion off the temple lobe.
Yeah.
And that cured the seizures.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm glad you got that behind you. That's for sure. So running for Greene County State's Attorney. Now, what made you want to run for Greene County State's Attorney?
I've moved up there. My wife and I live in Greene County now. I see the things going on. I've always been one of public servant to help people. The aspect of prosecuting and being on that side to helping them, to making sure the laws are enforced. I've also been a public defender for years, and somewhat you see the difference on that side of, you can help with the law, help the people. You get more of a chance to help the victims, or possibly hopefully stop them from being victims, from the state's attorney side than you do from the public defender side.
Yes. How about this new law that's been passed recently, the law that doesn't allow it doesn't allow for them to put them in jail?
Oh, the Safety Act?
Safety Act, yeah. Tell me what your thoughts on the Safety Act are.
It can go both ways. I see the aspect where the financials, some people can't always afford bond to be in there. At the same time, there's too big of a turnaround. As you've seen, there's been some incidents here in the area where people have been arrested, got their notice to appear. Less than 24 hours, they're being arrested again on something else. So that's the problem with it, is that you're letting them right back out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the victims don't even have the opportunity to have recovered, let alone us getting ready for it or seeing what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, like I said, it basically takes the aspect where somebody don't have money, is not sitting in jail for 2 or 3 weeks, waiting to see their hearing. The trouble is, that really don't happen a lot around here, Chris. That's a big county. That's a Cook County problem. That's a Sangamon County problem. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I can never recall around here that we've lost a prisoner who missed his initial date because they forgot about him being over to Jersey County Jail, at the Greene County Jail, or the Calhoun, or even if they had to transfer up to Pittsfield to Pike County. It's something I don't see. It was more of a, as usual, a big county problem that basically we got to put it through the whole state. That
in Greene County, what do you see as some of the top items on your list that you want to take care of and go to?
One of the big things I know we've talked about and it's been going on, I've been talking to voters as I've been talking to them, is that law enforcement communication, trying to improve and increase the communication between the state's attorney's office and the police agencies, law enforcement, that in turn increasing the communication to the public, so the public is no longer seeing the criminal justice system as this thing they don't understand, or I said that they don't understand what's going on with the Safety Act, or why somebody's arrested and they're back out on the streets a few days later, or they're getting some kind of deal. I want that communication to open up so victims and people are not afraid to come to, if I get elected to my office, talk to the police. Also, that communication between me and the law enforcement so that we can say, hey, so-and-so, you know this guy here, this is one we want to watch for, things like that, that you know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. As far as law enforcement, I guess the state's attorney has to work pretty close with the local county and city law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. You'll be working with the sheriff, with the local police entities. Like are in Greene County, you've got the sheriff who controls the whole county. Then you've got the municipalities, Whitehall, Roothouse, Carrollton,
right.
Kane. So you got to deal with their chiefs and their officers as well. Greenfield's Chief Good is an example that was over there from that side. So even though some people forget about Greenfield is on the other side of the county, uh-huh. they're still part of Greene County and need our protection.
Yeah, and there's I guess Greene County. What kind of a population are we talking about in Greene County?
Greene County, probably the majority of it, if you look at it, is farming. It's a farming, agriculture-based, whether it's the actual farmers, it's the elevators, it's the seed companies. You've got business in there with pharmacies. You've got some local food places, but the primary source is agriculture.
Yeah. And population, what, maybe 12,000, 10,000, something like that?
Probably a little bit more than that. That'd be about right for the whole county.
Now, what are some of your goals as state's attorney?
Well, so basically, if I get elected, one of the things I want to do is vigorously prosecute cases, whether it's adults or juveniles. But at the same time, I want to make sure the victims receive the justice they want. Sometimes the victims that we're talking about with that communication, they feel like they've been left out in the process or they're not being kept at speed. A lot of that the Safety Act tried to change, too, to make sure that advocates and that there, the state's attorneys are making the victims aware of what's going on in the cases and keeping them up to speed. I want to see that increase. I want to strive to get the assistance of law enforcement to restore that community trust in there. Basically, the criminal justice system, as we know, with all the George Floyds and the stuff in Ferguson years ago, law enforcement, and especially the criminal justice system, has had this blemish on it. I'm wanting to say, hey, we're not that kind. We're going to do what we can to prosecute the laws, as well as make sure our victims are taken care of. Then the biggest thing would be aspect of the people that confront the state's attorney's office is to keep an open mind that sometimes people commit criminal acts. They're criminal acts, but it's not always why they're there. They're not there because they got a criminal mind. They may have mental problems. They may have family problems. So there's other ones. So I want to work with agencies like Department of Aging, Department of Mental Health, CASA, these vets around here to say, hey, let's make sure somebody breaks into a house. Yeah, they may be liable for res burglary, but let's make sure we get the actual problem solved, not just the last end result of being a crime.
How big of an issue do you think, like, drugs in the Greene County? Is that a big issue?
Right now, it's an issue as far as big, because basically it's growing here, the meth, the fentanyl, and that goes back to the other side of being in agriculture. I think a lot of the problem there is the farmers, okay, they're losing people going out taking anhydrous, they're stealing tools and stuff out of their sheds, they're vandalizing stuff around the farms. These farmers aren't always get their repercussions or come back and get what the restitution to pay for the stuff that they've lost or damaged. So that's it's a two-way. Yeah, this person needs to be punished, but we can't forget about that farmer, his family that still needs to have money back because they're at a loss too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Any other issues that you are concerned about with law enforcement or criminality or anything going on in Greene County?
From what I've worked with the police agencies, the sheriff and that there, that they've got a good handle on. Like I said, the biggest thing is communication, that we can all work together. I'd like to see something where we're going to schools. Hey, the state's attorney, the chief, as a sheriff, the chief prosecutor, our chief law enforcement agency, and get in trouble now. It may not seem like something's wrong. It may seem like a childish prank, but it can affect your life way down the road. So you don't want to do these things. Give them an idea. So if they respect law enforcement, want to come up and talk to them, want to be part of us and help us out, but at the same time, they understand by not doing that or violating the laws, there is repercussions for it. Mm-hmm. Getting back to Safety Act, that's one of the problems I have with that, not only the coming into it with the no bond and all this here. At the end of it, with a lot of change of the laws, they're being less stringent, turn around in DOCs real quick sometimes, especially on lower drug charge, things like that. It's like, the reason I think we're seeing so much recidivism is that we're not truly taking these prisoners and rehabilitating them. We're turning them back out and no better than what they went in with.
Is there anything that you would like the listeners to be aware of as far as you as a state's attorney?
Well, the biggest thing I want to be aware of, if they got a question, they got a problem, my door will be open for them to call. They can pick up the phone. I'll be there to talk with them. I don't want them to feel that, hey, well, Schaaf's state's attorney, he's going to do what he wants to. He doesn't care about us. If they got a complaint or they got something, hey, you need to look at this, or say, that they know that they can talk to me, and I will listen to them, and I won't put them aside or make them feel like, oh, what kind of question is that? You should know that. I will make them feel welcome in my office with their questions or with their suggestions.
What is kind of your plans on this election? How do you plan on getting your name out there and your message?
Of it's like talking to people like you and I are talking right now. It's a common language going around their doors. They got questions, letting them ask them. They got suggestions, tell them to give them to me. They get out there on Facebook, like Donnie Shaw for Greene County State's Attorney Facebook. They can go through there, see what I stand for, see what I have. If they got questions they just want the answer to, they can direct message me. If they got a question they want everybody to answer, they can stick it out there in the open notes. I usually try to answer within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Once again, depending on what my court schedule looks like and my officiating schedule looks like.
Right. So I guess in closing, what do you want have to say in closing to our listeners about you as Greene County State's Attorney?
Well, probably the biggest thing I've told them about, I'm a constitutional conservative, which means I'm for small government. I'm for taking care of the people, taking care of the local needs, making sure they're adhered to. There's an old saying, though, that I've talked about that I've heard before, but it says if there's a law, people in Greene County know I will constitutionally enforce it. If there's a law out there, it needs to be enforced. If there's a victim, and I don't believe there's any victimless crime. There's a lot of people here say, well, it's a victimless crime. Like, no, every crime has a victim somehow.
Okay.
But I will listen, like I said, speak for that victim, make sure their voices are heard, both on my ears of what they're saying to me, as well as making sure the court system hears what they've got. And then basically the last aspect would be that I'd appreciate any votes from this November 5th election. Like I said, if they got questions, feel free to contact me directly. Either walk up to me, call me on the phone, or go to my Facebook page and I'll be glad to answer it and talk to you. And
all right. Well, that's Donnie Shaw running for Greene County State's Attorney. Election's November 5th. Well, I think early voting is September.
Starts September 26th.
September 26th. All right. Well, Don, thanks so much for coming into the studios today. Appreciate your insight. And best of luck to you out there on the streets of Greene County.
I thank you much for...
Well, you're welcome. You take care.
You have a good day, Chris.